Bonjour, hi, I'm Pascal Auclair. I hope this talk supports you in your practice. J'espère que cet enseignement vous sera aidant. If you'd like to support my teaching, you can use the donate button underneath my picture on Dharma Seed. Vous pouvez me soutenir en cliquant sur le bouton sous ma photo. Your support is greatly appreciated. Merci. So every morning at this time, I'll try to say a few words about the practice, and then we'll practice together. So the retreat center, the forum that we are in, that I've talked about, and that we're experiencing this silence, this being alone in our room, this environment we're in with such strong nature, the land and the springtime, and this not being so busy, you know, being outside of our habitual life with all the busyness maybe that many of us might experience. And so there's this this environment we're in, and there, so it's different. And maybe you'll notice that the way we are invited to experience things it might be also a little different than our habitual way to go about things. So here, we're invited to feel what is happening, to experience it consciously, lucidly, to really be there. Maybe check if it's true for you or not. But in our daily lives, maybe we have a kind of superficial attention, just enough attention for the toast to reach the mouth, you know, and not the ear, you know, just enough. But, you know, or we walk on the street and most of our attention, maybe because we've learned at some point how to walk, you know, and at some point in our life it walks pretty easily by itself, maybe for a few years, you know. And so we check out, you know, we go in, you know, future, past, considerations of all kinds, you know, planning, etc. And we're not very intimate with the experience of walking. And so we're kind of removed, we could say, from the direct experience, more in maybe preconceived ideas, expectations, future thinking, remembering past rehashing. Do you recognize some of these tendencies? You might not, but you might in the next few days recognize that this happens. It's a human being, very natural, very, very natural. And yet here we do a kind of there's so many ways to talk about practice, so I'll have to find, you know, choose some ways to talk about it. And of course we could talk about it differently, but these are the words I'll use today and this week. But what we are doing here is a kind of a training in attention. A training, it goes further than this, it's not just a training in attention, but there's a part to it, a training in attention. And eventually it'll be and we'll talk more about it, a training in perception, how to alter perception, to get closer to reality, to wise view, wise way of understanding, experiencing what's happening. So the way we go towards this is to play and get interested in attention, awareness, maybe, if I use them synonymously just now. So it's a training in attention. It's you know, it seems like very technical the way I put it now, and maybe you might think, oh my God, the training, it requires a lot. It does. But also it's quite simple. It's quite simple. We say, we ask ourselves, maybe we ask ourselves, can I be here? Is it possible to be here in connection with something happening now? The silence, the breath, the ache, the agitation, the calm. So you see, it could be in the environment, it could be in the body, or it could be in more of the inner world, you know, the calm, the agitation. So just being aware of something that is happening now, it's very simple, no? And seeing, and maybe to me that's one of the most, I appreciate that there's an instruction about it. Like, so the question is, is it possible to experience something that is happening here, now, and stay with it? Because for us human beings, often we'll hear a sound, oh, cardinal, you know, oh my God, like my mind takes off. I wonder if, you know, thinking about, and here the thing we're doing is it possible to just stay, not conclude, not embellish with stories? It's very different, maybe, than the way I would think most of us. I don't want to assume anything, but most of us, you know, we touch reality for a moment through experience, through the senses maybe, and then we take off with a story that is told about the past, future, some kind of fabrication. It can be beautiful, it can be very disquieting, disturbing, you know, worst case scenario, etc. And here, in this training, what we try to do is to stay with. And this question to me, you know, arises often. Is it possible to be here? Is it possible to stay here? Not project or anticipate or... So there's a sobriety to it, no? There's an aspect of renunciation. I let go of the pleasure I would have to take this further. What would happen if this person said that to me, or if this happened later, you know? So that kind of fascination, I'm invited to practice renunciation around. And just see, that's the field of exploration. What would happen if just now, if this morning, if today, if for a few days, I was just to stay here. Not fabricate so much, not go so much in fascination towards the conceptual realm, conceiving of things. Do you see what I mean? Creating stories. What if I stay just here? That's a little bit the invitation. And see if there's something in you that, how the system responds to this. Oh yeah. Wow, let's try it, that's intriguing. Or, no, what are you doing? You're trying to take things away from me. Just notice how the system responds. It's okay, very natural, this or anything else, of course. You know? And so we'll be playing with this. That's certainly the kind of invitation you'll hear from me. And, you know, I feel like it's good that I do this. This is what my teachers, my very generous, loving teachers have invited me to do again and again, you know, so I'm just passing the invitation along here. And I'll just take a moment to use an image to talk about this, and then maybe bring the words of a wise teacher describing a little bit this, and maybe it'll help us understand a little bit better the invitation. And then after, we'll find our way into this. What does it mean for me? What does it mean for me now? What can it mean? How do I want to experience this or implement this or play with this? Yeah. So one image that I like comes from the Buddha, where he talks about, and you might have heard this before, he talks about an ancient city, walled city. And there's one door at the entrance of the city. And in the middle of the city, there is the queen. Let's say the queen is there, right at the middle of the city, on her throne. And she's right at the center of the city, and there's a straight path, direct path from the queen on her throne, direct path straight to the main door of the city, the main gate, entryway. And we put a guard there, and she's asked to... No, I'm not playing with gender. That's really... So she's put there, and she's asked to just be there, and if a messenger comes, to bring the messenger from the gate straight up the path to the queen. And this guard is told to do this and not let the messenger get lost in the back streets and little alleyways of this ancient city. To bring the messenger straight to the queen. And as we know the Buddha, every one of these elements represents something in our mind, heart, body. And so the guard is mindfulness, sati, this attention. Sometimes there's two guards, mindfulness and calm. They're at the gate, seeing who comes. And when there's a messenger coming, they bring up the path straight to the queen, the messenger. The messenger represents phenomena. A sound, a moment of hearing, you could say. The breath, an emotion, a sensation in the body. And so attention, mindfulness, brings the message, the phenomena, straight to the queen, consciousness. Isn't that beautiful? I love it. It's like instead of, you know, the messenger, the phenomena could be lost in the back ways and I don't know how you call these little streets in an ancient city. But you know, oh, I wonder if what's going to happen to my knee if I stay like this long. You know, got lost. But what we want is the phenomena to come straight to consciousness, to become aware of the phenomena. And so the job of mindfulness is to bring the phenomena right in light to the ruler, queen, consciousness. And that's it. It's the only job, is to bring and so to experience the silence, maybe, knowingly, lucidly, clearly, simply, directly, one of these words. It's very simple. Maybe even the image is too complex for the simplicity of what's happening. Bring the message, the experience, straight to consciousness. Later, it'll be in stepping, maybe, as we do the walking. Just experiencing the step, the step, the step, the stopping. Just experiencing the light, or the warmth, or the coolness, without getting lost in the opinion about it. Very simple, isn't it? Kamala Masters. puts it in this way. Just enough energy. I love this part. Just enough energy. So it shouldn't be exhausting. Just enough energy to connect and sustain attention to an event or object or phenomena. Just enough energy to connect attention to an object or phenomena and to sustain, to stay with the phenomena. It could be the breath, it could be the dis-ease or the well-being, the agitation or the calm. Yeah, it could be the discomfort or the ease. And just enough an energy to experience it knowingly and to stay with it. And she says, Kamala Master, not like we do with things we love or hate or fear or want. This is a different relationship. With this we cling. I want, will I get? That's a lot of energy. Here we do it much less energy involved. Just enough energy to experience. Not that much to actually grab with opinions and want. And not like this. Although it might happen here and there. Very natural. Very natural. But it's good to remember, oh, there's a different way I'm trying, I'm exploring, I'm playing with, or training. Playing with. Can I just experience this? Whatever this is. Shall we play with this a little bit? Okay. Thank you. And so, yes, if you need to stretch a little bit or find your posture, and this posture you're not stuck in. To me, it would be very sorry if somebody felt stuck in their posture. You know, so we're living being, we're alive, and you know, you could decide to start just now standing if you wanted, and in a few minutes sit. We want to be able to choose stillness if it's appropriate, helpful. And often it is, but we don't want to be stuck in the posture, or it's possible to readjust as we go along. Of course, we don't want to get fidgety, because it's not going to be helpful for our own mind and for the room, for everyone. But this environment is alive. It's alive with bodies, alive, living bodies, breathing. Sometimes a little cough here and there. It's all natural. It did exist before the pandemic. You know, it can mean all kinds of things. We could think almost as an hypothesis. We could think that there's always attention. We don't have to fabricate attention. There's always attention. Sometimes it's caught in imagery and associations of mind. One teacher calls it embellishment. So there's always a tension, and here we're seeing if we can create a link between attention and maybe physical experience. The experience of the body alive, sitting here. If it feels threatening, scary to come in the body or be in the body, just be with the environment. With the space, with the sounds and the silence, with the temperature. Body rests on the chair, cushion, ground. The body is naturally, very naturally resting, being supported by the earth. And in the same way, the attention can naturally rest in the body, in the space. Or can it? Let's see. Body resting on earth, supported by earth. The attention resting in the body, the environment. Attention resting lightly. Supported. By the body, by the environment. Is it possible to stay here? Abandoning the idea that we have to figure out stuff, the rest of our lives, resolve things, taking a pause from this belief, just being here, experiencing consciously sounds or sensations. Just noticing the body is alive with tingling, with hearing, with breathing. The body is alive and sensitive to the environment. Body is sensitive to itself, sensitive to the environment. Just noticing this. And of course, the tendencies to depart in thinking, planning, rehashing, worries. Of course, these tendencies will be revealed. And it can be noticed also, oh, of course, the mind got back to its fascinations or obsessions. Of course. And remembering that it's possible maybe to be here. Caringly or compassionately. Calmly. It's okay, my love, you got lost. Okay, very natural. Very natural. And is it possible to be here? How would it be to stay here? Just a little bit. Being here with the environment, in the environment, with the body alive, sensitive, the body breathing, hearing. Being here, awake, sensitive to what's happening, connecting. At some point we'll discover the state of this being, the state of mind, a notice the agitation or the quietness in there. We'll notice it's very busy, contracted maybe, or available, open. We might notice the mind has a lot to say, or maybe not, maybe just listening. Just notice the state of this mind, heart. Sometimes a wave of agitation or frustration or doubt, of course, of course. Sometimes a passage of maybe calm or opening. The mind available, not struggling, just allowing, experiencing. what is there. Body breathing, hearing, okay, thank you. In a way, very, very simple, but quite delicate. Huh? We can easily slip away from the experience into some kind of narration or description or commenting, or that's in the best scenario. In the other one, we're just completely somewhere else. And so what we're doing is we're really in the field of what we call the experiential, empirical, phenomenological. So we're not in the conceptual realm here. The field of exploration for us is in the felt, in the experienced. This is the kind of intelligence we're tapping into, not the one that conceives and. But the one that the intelligence that is maybe in the body that feels, experiences things, and so that's the direction we're tending. Maybe that the invitation we give ourselves again. Oh, can this be experienced? Of course, I could think about it. Could it be experienced directly? You know, felt, be felt. And so we do this when we gather here in a more stationary way. It could be standing, sitting, or lying down. If there's a need for your body to practice laying down on the ground, and we do this also during the retreat, as many of you know so well, and can't wait to do it. We do it in movement. And with eyes open. And so there's this very ancient ancestral way of practicing meditation that is very potent, especially when it's mixed with this stationary, maybe sitting, I'll call it, way. So the walking meditation, so this alternance in French, this moving from one to the other, can be really, really supportive for maybe the calming of the mind, for the strengthening of this refined attention, or a bit of higher quality attention. So the walking can be really helpful for this. And I imagine right now, if I think of Thailand, and even if it's in the middle of the night, I would imagine that somewhere somebody's practicing walking meditation, or maybe in Burma or in Sri Lanka or somewhere else, like we will be doing. And so this practice of walking is extremely simple yet powerful, and it can be challenging, confronting for some of us. Some of us, we hate it with all our guts, and some of us, we love it, and many of us, we don't feel so strongly about it. and it changed over time, and it can change in an instant. You know, you can discover something about it that you hadn't before. But the practice is simple: is we choose a little path for that meditation period. And we walk back and forth, maybe at a normal pace first. Maybe we'll slow down. Maybe we'll start a little slower than usual. Whatever the pace is right to sustain your interest and connection with sustained mindfulness. And so we'll be walking, maybe, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 pace. And then stopping, turning around and coming back. So from this little path, maybe it would be from here to the grand piano, back and forth for me. It could be inside or outside, dress, you know. Of course, you'd take care of your body, so maybe wear a hat or sunscreen or you know, glasses, whatever is needed. And the idea is to do a few steps, make a few steps in presence, experiencing stepping, experiencing the body or the environment. So as you walk, you might just experience light, the light today, or hear the sounds around you, or the sounds of your own feet, you know. Or feel at the touch level, of course, and that might be the main experience, the feeling the feet as they step, as the feet lift and move in space and step and land, to experience this. And then when you reach the end of the path, the experience of stopping, of standing, of breathing, being there for it. That's what I mean by phenomenological study of human nature, or experiential or empirical, to actually experience the body standing and then turning, to be there for it. So moving out of habits, we move habitually. We move objects around in the house or the apartment habitually. We move our body habitually. We habitually go from one room to the other. And here, we're getting out of habits. We could talk about the training in this way, to think that at the end of the retreat, I'm not going to do one single thing habitually. I'll do everything consciously. And so that's that's the training here. Can I actually move consciously, step consciously, stop consciously, turn knowingly, lucidly, experiencing it, feeling it, and then walking a few steps back to the point A, we could say, in presence, and discovering the experience of being sensitive, body breathing, sensing its own step, or the warmth or freshness of the air, the light. You don't have to feel everything, but allow yourself to experience what you experience, knowingly, to feel what you feel, consciously. And then you'll notice the mind takes off in some description, or should have started this way earlier in my life, you know. Oh, storytelling. And we'll see how we move from one world, you could say, one reality to another one, the one that is here to the one bit made up. No judgments, we would just want to see. So we're exploring human nature. And as we do this, of course, there'll be the environment, the body, but we'll discover the state of this being at that moment. Maybe we walk in friendliness. Maybe we walk in obsession. We'll discover how it is to be, to have the psyche right now. You know, psyche, they get obsessed, don't they, with this or that. And they cling to ideas and churn them around and get absorbed. It can be very, very, very painful, we know that. And so one of the ways is to come back to what's happening here. What's happening here? Oh, standing. If your body right now, as it will all happen to each one of us at some point, if your body can't afford, or it's not, I don't know the right word to put it here, but if it's not possible for your body to walk, don't force your body to walk. or don't blame yourself or the practice or anything. Just, you know, make it work for your body. It might be to just go outside and sit on a bench outside. And rather than having the attention, the body move, have the attention move in the body. So be for a few seconds with the sight, aware of seeing light, colors. Notice how you're impacted. Sight is impactful, no? Impressive. You know, sometimes we see something that opens our mind and heart. Sometimes we see things that sometimes we can't see. We're so obsessed with something that we can actually see nature or beauty. Sometimes it's nourishing. So just being aware, seeing, hearing, the experience of hearing. So if you sit outside, let yourself see for a little while consciously. Let yourself hear consciously. Let yourself feel the body and maybe just the feet. And then again, seeing, hearing. It's this element of being awake to. That's the element that we're cultivating or interested in and discovering it when it's present, when it's absent. This being conscious of. The guard, bringing experiences, phenomena straight to consciousness. Oh, hearing. Okay, you could be just in the feet if you want for the whole time. Just in that little field of the dynamic nature of feet, hard, moving, smooth, whatever the sensations will be. So see what works for you, being present from one moment at a time, moment by moment. And let's see if we all do this individually and as a community, what could happen with this? Where could this lead us? That's intriguing to me. Okay? And at some point, bell will ring, inviting us to come back here. And we'll come back here and continue exploring this quality of presence or absence as it happens. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.